something for Joey. One day, on his way home from a football field, Joey fell down and went into a coma. I don't think Joey will ever get better. You should put him in a home, said the doctor. But no one in Joey's family agreed to that. They put his bed in the dining room and took care of him in town. 7 months passed. Joey was still in a coma. But one evening, Joey's finger moved a little. In a few months, he stood up and began walking. But he still had to go to the hospital often. It was painful for him. John knew that, but he couldn't do anything about it. He wished to do something for Joey, anything to make Joey happy. A few days before Joey's birthday, John asked him, "What did you like for your birthday, Joey?" Joey said, "3 touchdowns." "No, 4. John was surprised. 4 touchdowns in one game? That's impossible. But how could he say no to Joey? John said, "Okay, I promise." John tried very hard for Joey, and finally, he did it. In 1973, John was chosen the best university football player in the U.S. John's whole family was invited to the awards party in New York. Joey was not feeling well, but how could he miss it? After the dinner, they listened to some speeches about John, his wonderful football talent. Finally, it was John's time to speak. He thanked his coaches and teammates for their help. Then he introduced his family. He began to talk about Joey. "The youngest member of my family is Joey. He is sick. He has leukemia." John's eyes were full of tears. "People say I've been brave, but it's only on the football field and only in the fall. Joey deals with pain all the time, and I'm here today thanks to him. He's much braver than me. So I'd like to give this trophy to my brother Joey."